Those in a virtual church are joining us. We thank God for you because we understand and know that it takes God to grant us the grace, amen, and the privilege and the honor to serve, amen, in the body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all feeling all right? Amen. So I want to talk to you briefly, amen, from one word. I want you to ask yourself, am I responsible? I want you to ask yourself, am I responsible? Okay, I didn't hear nothing. I want you to ask yourself, am I responsible? Amen. Because in order for the kingdom to be successful, it requires us to be responsible. Amen. All of us have an essential purpose and a plan of in the presence of God. God has called us for a divine purpose. And we have to take the responsibility to do what is right in the sight of God. It's always a challenge when you are trying to do what's right. Amen. And knowing that the Spirit is prompting you and convicting you to get in line and do what is right. So today we just want to discover from the book, amen, of Titus. From the book of Titus, chapter 2, amen, a few verses for your hearing. The book of Titus, chapter 2. And I'm reading from the King James Version this morning for your hearing from the book of Titus, chapter 2. Amen. Everybody there? All right. You're getting there? Almost there? Amen. Amen. Just remember Titus, chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the scripture says, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. This again reflects about, you know, our responsibility. What each believer, amen, which each individual child of God, we are called to do. And Paul is emphasizing the fact that as he sets this message in this word, amen, to Titus, to set him up in Crete, that he might establish the leadership, amen, and to set things in order. How many know we got some things in our life that God need to set in order? And when we understand, this is why God puts leadership, amen, in front of us in order to help show us the way, to help set those things that are out of order, to bring them back in order. And so we all have responsibility. Thank you, Jesus. You know what responsibility means is to do what we are supposed to do and accept the results of our actions. Hallelujah. Are we here? Amen. That we are responsible, and being responsible means that we do what we are supposed to do and accept results of our actions. Amen. Somebody say, I'm responsible. Amen. In other words, if you're going to be responsible, you have to understand the aspect of authority and the aspect of leadership. The Bible says that we have to understand how to be both in authority and under authority. And as we come to understand our purpose and our responsibility to God, sometimes we have a tendency to want to buck because God is trying to get us to change some stuff about ourselves. Amen. And we know, we all know it's hard to want to change because when God has to deal with us in a way that we don't like, and he begins to strip us of things and show us that there's a better way, I need you to walk. Uh-huh. And because, see, Paul had to set Titus in Crete in order to set the things that were out of order. False teaching. They were just doing all kind of stuff. And he had to establish true leadership to show them their level of responsibility. And so he begins to address various classes of people. How many know we got different classes and types and groups of people in the church? Yeah. Amen. We got seasoned men. Amen. We got elderly men. We got young men. Amen. We got seasoned women. Amen. Young women. Amen. So we have a different class and a different group. But all of us still have to be responsible. That's right. Amen. To understand our role and our function in ministry. What it is that God expects of us? What does he require of us? Amen. Because many of us will say because of our age, we are seasoned. But our actions don't always dictate, amen, that we are that seasoned. God, Lord have mercy. Woo, Lord, I won't be with you long because I feel it already. So we have to be encouraged, amen, that we have to be the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savior, wherewith shall it be salted? In other words, if you don't need to have salt if it ain't going to really season your food. So we that are seasoned, amen, he addresses the seasoned saints. How many believe you're seasoned? Ah, Lord have mercy. What qualifies you to be considered as seasoned? Is it my age? Is it my background? Is it my experience? Is it the things I've encountered, the life I've lived, the things I've been through? Does that qualify me to be considered seasoned? Amen. Have I come through certain circumstances of life to say because of what I've come through, I'm seasoned? Amen. I'm qualified, amen, to be recognized as somebody senior, somebody that's elder, somebody that's in an elite position of faith to understand because I've been there, done that. So I'm seasoned to the fact that what? You should listen to me. And you should be able to respect what I say because I'm living and I'm leading a godly example. But are you seasoned this morning? And are you responsible spiritually? Are you responsible emotionally? Are you responsible to the kingdom? Are you being mature about the things that you're encountering? Are you handling yourself rightly? Are you doing what's necessary to advance the kingdom of God? Because all these years that we have encountered things, we all have to have a testimony, amen, that God has brought us through some danger, seen and unseen. And I can only imagine, amen, Titus going into this place and having to set things in order when people been doing stuff they wanted to do all along. It's difficult to change people's mindset and their behavior when they're accustomed to doing things the wrong way. And when you come in with truth and tell them, no, this is God's way. And then there is a resistance because in our flesh, we want to do what we want to do. But when God say in the spirit, you got to do it my way. In other words, you got to be responsible to what the will of God and the word of God dictates for our life. Can we do this? Can we find ourselves being responsible even when things seem to be out of order? Are we able to let God get us straightened out? Amen. There's some wrinkles that need to be ironed out. There's some things in our life that we know we need God to straighten out. We've been walking crooked too long and we need God to iron us out. Come on here, somebody. Get the wrinkles out. Amen. Mesh us and stretch us and pull us. And you know, when God begins to pull on you, he begins to pull on your faith. He begins to pull on your integrity to let you know, listen, I want you to go to another level. But there's some things that's got to be worked out of you. I'm going to work out and I'm going to work in. Come on, somebody. But I need you to be responsible. Come on, somebody. I need you to be responsible for the fact of knowing you got to apply the truth of the word. And you got to let God work this thing in you. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. So he deals with the seasoned saints. Why? Because those of us that are supposed to be seasoned has the greater influence. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And so the text characterizes, amen, the seasoned saints, because we supposed to possess the truth and we are supposed to be leaders and we are supposed to be godly examples. Therefore, when people look up, they should see us walking with godly integrity. They should see us walking in truth. Amen. If you've been saved any amount of days, of years, let's just give you a number. If you've been saved at least 3 to 5 years, you should know a little something by now. Come on. Oh, Lord. And Lord knows if you've been saved 10, 15, 20 years, you should have some seasoning. Come on, somebody. Woo. Just your demeanor, your character, your behavior, your attitude, your disposition, everything about you should have an influence on those around you. Not negatively, but it should have a positive impact. Because so when we are serving in the kingdom, those of us that are seasoned and we want to be qualified as such, then those that are looking at us, they should see the glory. They should see the character and quality of God exuberating from our spirit. We should be able to have an influence on them that will impact them in such a way that they say, you know what? I want to walk like that child of God. Amen. I see the glory on them. And Lord, I sure enough want some of that glory because I realize that they got a character. They got a quality that is of God. And that qualifies them as being a seasoned saint. Now what is, Lord have mercy. Y'all with me now? Y'all with me? What is a seasoned saint? Hallelujah. A seasoned saint is a person who has been around forever, doing what they do and doing it well throughout the seasons. Come on, they have a lot of experience. They can handle just about anything that comes their way. A seasoned saint will not fall apart when things are not going right. A seasoned saint knows how to hold themselves together in the midst of adversity. A seasoned saint knows, amen, how to lean and depend on Jesus when things are out of order and when things are out of whack and don't seem like things gonna line up. A seasoned saint knows how to lean and depend on Jesus. Come on here, somebody. A seasoned saint will keep his mind and his heart stayed on the Lord. And will not allow the enemy to take over his or her territory. But because they understand through their experience with God, they understand I'm going into a place now called Crete. And I'm going to a place where folk are acting crazy. They're wild and out of order. They're unruly. But hallelujah, I'm coming in with the Holy Ghost. And see, a seasoned saint can walk in a room and not pick up a bottle of liquor. Lord, help me somebody. Woo, Jesus. A seasoned saint will go in because of the fact of their presence. They're coming in the room. The folk will start putting up the bottles. I can't get no help right now. So we understand that because you are seasoned, you're not seasoned because of your age. You're seasoned because of his grace. You're seasoned by his spirit. You're surrounded by his glory. You're confronted by his word that pushes you into a place to say, God said, I got to use you. I got to set you in this dark place because there's some folk that need to hear the truth. And I need somebody that's got a word. I got somebody that I can sit down before the enemy and let them know that they're going to stand for what is right. Woo, thank anybody seasoned this morning. Amen. And you know when you're seasoned, because when the enemy trying to undermine you, he's trying to overthrow you. He's trying to stop you. Amen. He's trying to hinder your progress, because he understands if he let you start opening your mouth, folk gonna start getting saved. Folk gonna start getting delivered. Chains gonna start being broken. Come on, yokes are being destroyed, because when you are seasoned, you walk in his grace, you walk in his power, you walk in his victory. And when you are seasoned, you're not so easily discouraged. Hallelujah. But you're going to keep your heart and mind stayed on the Lord. You're going to keep your praise in spite of everything. You refuse to let down. You refuse to let go. But you're going to cry out, hallelujah, Lord, I won't let you go, not until you bless me. I got to hold on to my faith. Hallelujah. So over all these years, many of us have been around one another. How seasoned are you now? Hallelujah. Are you letting the season of God's grace help you to show you that you can move? Amen. You can have victory, that you can have joy in the midst of sorrow. Amen. That you can face adversity and you can still stand up and give him a praise. Can I still wave my hand, God, when things not going my way? Can I still praise you when the doctor report don't line up with my faith? Can I still give you thanks when everything seemed to be against me? Because if I'm seasoned, I'm not depending on my own seasoning, but I'm depending on the seasoning of God's grace. Because God gonna give me strength I didn't know I had. Because of the fact I've been down in the valley and I've been through despair and I've been going through all the places and all the tragedies of life, but I found in him a resting place. Do I have a witness here? And he has made me glad. Can somebody praise him right there? Thank you, Jesus. So he goes on to reassure us the fact, listen, saints, you got to be responsible. He said, you seasoned saints, you got to be responsible, because you know what to do. And you should know how to handle yourself by now. Amen. If you're going through too many fights and a lot of wars and battles with the enemy, hallelujah, you must know how to stand strong, amen, and declare the glory and the word of God. You can't go in the enemy's camp and talking like the enemy. You got to go in the enemy's camp and let him know, I come in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I come not in my own power, but I come with God's power, with God's strength. I come with God's might. Yes, God. Some of you right now, the enemy is confronting you. He's facing you. And he's telling you, you might come in here, but you're not going to overthrow me. But you got to look that devil in the eye. You messed up because you let God give me my assignment. You let God anoint me, hallelujah, and give me a word from on high. So I'm going in, amen, with the power, with the authority of God, because I'm responsible. And I'm going to stand in the character of God. I'm going to stand in the might of God. Do I have any witness here that when the enemy try to come in and overtake you like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against you? What I'm saying is that you're at a season. You got to get your mojo back. You got to get your oomph back. Come on here, somebody. And let the devil know, you're not going to kick me around. You're not going to defeat me, because I am responsible. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Read this chapter when you get home, because he said, listen, you that are seasoned now, you got to be an example, because you got other ones looking on. You got the younger women, amen, that's looking to the elder women. Amen. You need to lead them and show them how they are to live a chaste life. Their conduct and their mannerism should be lined up with the Spirit of God. And so those of us that are seasoned got to make sure we train the younger. Amen. Show them the way to go. Amen. Lord, help me, somebody. I'm responsible not just for myself. I'm responsible to live a godly example. I'm responsible for showing the younger how to get there. I'm responsible for showing those that's trying to make it how
how you can overcome. I'm responsible to know, amen, that those young children gonna need to look up to some elderly folk and see that you are still standing in the faith. And they're gonna have a desire to say, you know what? I want to do like they do, because I see the God that's in them. I wonder how many seasoned folk just can wave your hand and say, yes, Lord, yes. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Amen. That's all. I'm going to throw some salt down there. And so you got to understand that God is here to help us, but we got to help one another. He said, listen, there are different classes that's operating in the kingdom, and we all got to take our responsibility to help one another. The elderly got to help the younger women. The elderly women, you got to help the younger sisters how to live right. Come on, somebody. You got to show them how to walk upright with a godly example. Ah, Lord, your men ain't out either. Our elderly men, we got them walk too in a godly manner to show our young men how they're supposed to walk and dress themselves, how they're supposed to live for God, how they're supposed to walk, how they're supposed to talk. So we're just not responsible for ourselves, but we're responsible for the whole kingdom. We're responsible for our brother and our sister. That's why the Bible says, you that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. So because of the fact we are operating on different levels, when they look up to us, they should see Jesus. When they see us walking, amen, in the room of God's presence, they ought to have a desire to want to be like Jesus. Hallelujah. And when you are walking in divine wisdom, you can turn around to that young daughter and say, daughter, your skirt too high, your cleavage is showing. You need to come on here. Let me show you how to dress yourself. Oh, Lord. Lord have mercy. Woo, our senior brothers, we should be walking with godly integrity, that we can tell our young men, put a belt on, heist up your britches. We don't want to see your underwear, but you got to walk with God. Lord have mercy. So out of all these things, amen, we are responsible for one another. So we got to start walking like we have no responsibility. God expects us to honor the word. God expects us to use the word. He expects us to live the word. So I'm just decreeing word of life over these 27 years and the years that are to come, that we're going to walk with godly integrity. We're going to be responsible for the kingdom. We're going to do what is right before God while we got the chance. If somebody don't like it, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to love you anyhow. But the truth is the light. Because if we're going to make it, we got to tell the truth. If we're going to live right, we got to tell the truth. And if we're going to do what is right, we got to abide in the truth. Somebody say, I'm responsible. Come on now. And in my closing, don't just be responsible in the church, but be responsible in the street. Be responsible when you're riding down the road. Be responsible when you go to work. Be responsible when you get to your home, and live the life you live at church. If I live right at church, live right when you get home. Woo, Lord have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, I'm responsible. Amen. God wants the kingdom to be strengthened in this season, because you must understand, in the seasoning, there's a period, there's a process that God is transforming the church. He's taking us from glory to glory, and we must be prepared and ready. Amen. Somebody say, get your mind right. Get your attitude right. Amen. Because if we're seasoned, we got to have the right attitude. We got to have the attitude of Christ, and stop acting funny, honey, and do what is right before God. You don't shouldn't always have an attitude if you got some seasoning. If you don't have no seasoning, you need to come on to the altar and say, God, I need you to do it in me all over again. But if I got some seasoning, I need to act like I do. I need to talk like I do. I need to walk like I do. Somebody touch yourself and say, I am responsible. I'm responsible for the church. I'm responsible for my brother and sister. I'm responsible for the kingdom. I'm responsible to do right. I'm responsible to walk upright and be a godly example, that when my children see me, they see me walking in God. When my brother and sister see me, they see me walking in God. They see me walking in responsibility. They don't see me cussing around the corner and cutting up and acting crazy, but they see me with godly integrity. They see me down on my knees because they know I'm in a place. Paul said, Titus, you're going into a dark place. These folk are out of their mind, but I'm setting you there, and I'm giving you the responsibility to set the house in order. Can you touch yourself? Say, Lord, set me in order. Help me to do right. Help me to walk right. Help me to live right. Get my mind together. Season me with your grace. Season my words. Put your word in my mouth. Give me power to do what is right. Somebody say, I am responsible to show my brothers, show my sisters how to walk right, how to live right, how to act right, how to talk right. Are you responsible? Are you gonna do it? These next years, the season of God gonna pour out on the people of God. He gonna give us strength we didn't know we had, but he gonna lift us up, and we gonna have to show a godly example. Somebody say, I'm gonna be responsible. Woo! Lord have mercy. It's going to hit you when you get down the street. Woo! When you get back home and you got to think about, Lord, am I responsible? Am I doing what is right? Am I being an example to those that I'm supposed to be helping? Right. Am I being really, I'm telling folk respect me because of my age, but I'm not doing nothing by the Spirit. Ooh, Lord have mercy. But saints, God is simply trying to tell us that, listen, he knows what level you're on. But we all still must be responsible. Thank you, Jesus. The seasoned saints, we got a responsibility to those that are looking up to us. That as we serve in the body of Christ and in the house of God, we have a responsibility. Thank you, Jesus. Our younger ladies, you have a responsibility to walk upright. Come on. Woo. When you need godly counsel, you go and seek such. Because you don't want to walk in error, but you want to walk in truth. Our young men, you want to be able to look up to the seasoned men. And by godly wisdom and counsel, be able to understand how you're supposed to conduct yourself as a young man. All right. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Are you responsible? Can we stand? Are you responsible? Are you going to uphold your duty before God? Are you going to do what is right before God? Are you responsible, young men? Are you responsible, young ladies? Are you responsible, young men, seasoned men, seasoned women? Are you responsible to the kingdom? Are you doing what is right before God? Are you showing a godly example in how you live and your conduct, your character? Are you responsible to show younger folks how to do what is right? You know what to do. That's right. But are you doing what you know is right to do? Are you responsible? So God, we ask that you just breathe on us a renewed strength. Breathe on us, God, a refreshing of your presence. Help us to be responsible for the kingdom. What we're supposed to be doing as seniors. Come on, as young people, middle age, whatever our classification might be. Help us to do what we know is right to do to help one another. Thank you, Jesus. For the Bible says that we got to keep going. We got to keep serving until we all come into the unity of the faith. We're not satisfied because one of us, a few of us make it. We won't be satisfied until we all come into the unity of the faith. Until we all come to that true relationship that we're supposed to have with the Lord Jesus. Are you responsible? Don't be irresponsible, but be responsible to show forth the glory that is due his name. Let's not be selfish, but let's open our heart to pour into each other. Hallelujah. Pour out the wisdom of God, but make sure we're living what we're pouring out. Come on, because if you ain't living it, you don't need to pour it out to me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, you can keep that. But I want somebody that's saturated in his blood. Come on. Washed. Hallelujah. Spirit washed. Blood washed. Spirit born. Full of his grace and his victory. That when we impart to one another, we can, with a sense that we can do it, we can make it. Because if they can do it, if they can make it, I got to be responsible too. Thank you. Are you responsible? We do, church, have a responsibility. Every one of us have a responsibility to touch somebody else's life. Amen. To make a difference in someone else's life. And hopefully it will make them a better servant for the Lord. I pray, saints, that we would dig deeper. Hallelujah. And say, God, help me to be more responsible. More committed to the faith. More committed to my level of service. Help me, God, not to act like the enemy, but help me, God, to stand against the enemy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I just pray for you. Father, I pray that we will have clarity. That we will have a place of strength. That we will have a sense of conviction to allow the Holy Spirit to move on us. Ah, Shando Bosi. Yet I'm a Sando Boshi. The Holy Spirit will move on us. And that the Holy Spirit's presence will strengthen us where we're weak. Hallelujah. That we've lost focus, or we may have lost direction. And we forgot that we got other generations that are looking up to us. Help us, God, to be a godly example, a moral example. Hallelujah. That we walk with spiritual integrity. We be the examples to the kingdom that we are supposed to be. And that somebody can see our life. And that somebody that can see the glory of God in us. And that they'll be encouraged. They'll be inspired to be responsible, to say, I want to go after Jesus. Lord, give us grace. Lord, these 27 years you have blessed us. Oh God, but we are yet not satisfied because we want to stay in your presence. Show us that glory, oh God. Give us your presence, God. Your sustaining grace, your keeping power. Keep us, Lord. Help us, God, to continue to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to be responsible, God, to reach others, to reach souls for the kingdom of God. That the kingdom will continue to expand. We continue to grow. That this place won't be able to hold and contain all that you have. Hallelujah. We bless you for the victory. I pray for every home and every family. I pray for the strength of the saints of God. I pray for your victory. For your courage to stand. For your courage to break through. To overcome the attacks of the enemy that wars against your life. That we're going to be responsible. Hallelujah. We're going to have a spiritual conviction to know we got to stand for God. We got to live for God. Our young people depending on us. Come on, our young ladies depending on us, seasoned saints. Our young men are depending on us. Hallelujah. So we got to depend on each other for God to help us to get through to the next level. And God, we thank you. God, we bless you. Hallelujah. And we continue to praise you for these years you have given us. We thank you, God, for the growth. We thank you for the increase, even the more. And we are more determined, God, to give you all we have. Because many of us, we are on our second half, and we got to give God all our best. Hallelujah. While we can. Come on, somebody. We got to fight the good fight of faith. We got to put our time in, because payday is coming. Payday is coming after a while. Are you responsible? Will you serve? Will you stand against the enemy? Will you declare the righteousness of God? Those of you at home, stand, be responsible. Declare the righteousness of God. You got to serve him with your whole heart. We thank you, God, and we bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for one more chance. We thank you, God, for another opportunity. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, God, that you didn't drop us. Thank you, you didn't turn us away. Thank you, God, that you didn't leave us. Hold us in your mighty hand. Keep us in your care. And we praise you. And we give you the glory for allowing us another opportunity to draw strength from you, draw strength from one another. And we bless you for the victory, and we give you the honor, the glory, and all the praise. How many gonna be responsible for the glory? Be responsible for the kingdom. Come on, you got to be responsible for yourself to know, God, I got to get to Jesus. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We bless him, we honor him, and we give him the praise. Thank you, Jesus. This might hit you when you get down the road. Say, oh my God, help me to be responsible. God, help me to draw closer. Help me to draw in. Help me to come in. Help me to be what I'm supposed to be for your glory. Thank you, Jesus. I need you right now. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help us, God, to be the vessels unto honor, meet for the master's use. And we give you praise. We give you thanks. And God, we give you the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Come on and put your hands together and tell the Lord, thank you. We thank God for you. We thank God for these years. Amen. We thank God for his grace. We thank God for his longevity in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. God bless you. Come on and praise him one more time. Hallelujah.